contemporary narratives about vaccines, including that they eradicated diseases such as polio, are based on a fairy tale that ignores the harms vaccines have caused, researcher and author Dr. Suzanne Humphries said in an interview on The Joe Rogan Experience. Humphries, a former board-certified nephrologist and internist who left the medical profession in 2011, is a leading researcher on vaccines and vaccine history. In 2013, she published Dissolving Illusions, Disease, Vaccines, and the Forgotten History. Humphries told Rogan, "Polio is still here. Polio is still alive and well." She said polio symptoms have since been attributed to other health conditions, such as Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS, a neurological disorder. According to Humphries, immunity enjoyed by vaccine manufacturers under the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 worsened vaccine safety, as vaccine manufacturers were incentivized to include more harmful ingredients in their products, such as aluminum and mercury. During her two-hour interview with Rogan, Humphries discussed the history of the polio vaccine, how vaccines are made, their connection to cancer and other health conditions, and the mainstream narratives that help conceal vaccine harms from the public. She also recounted how her own doubts about vaccine safety led her to leave the medical profession. "I've been liberated from a prison, where my brain was locked down and I was told what to do and how to do it, and then watching the results," Humphries said. "It would be one thing if the results were good, but the results aren't good. Polio diagnoses were given new names to create illusion of vaccine efficacy." Humphries said that after the introduction of the polio vaccine, the playing field, the goalposts, everything was changed. Even though there was more paralytic polio in the years after that vaccine was introduced, health officials and vaccine makers were able to show a complete cascading drop in cases by changing the definition of polio and its causes. Symptoms that would have been diagnosed as polio before the introduction of the vaccine are now attributed to lead or mercury poisoning, or have been given new names, like GBS and transverse myelitis, a neurological disorder that follows the same pathology as polio, Humphries said. Polio diagnoses also paralleled the use of toxic pesticides like DDT. "The tonnage of production of DDT absolutely mirrored the diagnosis for polio in the days, and the countries that still make DDT today is where we're still seeing this paralytic polio situation happen. As the use of DDT and other similar chemicals declined, so did toxic exposures that caused symptoms that were previously attributed to polio," Humphries said. Humphries went on to discuss the lack of rigorous vaccine safety testing and the original antigenic sin, when the body initially develops effective antibodies against an antigen, but when a different strain is introduced, the virus has negative efficacy. "The few studies that exist with saline placebos show how bad the vaccine actually is and how it makes you not only not respond to the disease when it comes around, but makes you more susceptible to it in many cases," Humphries said. She also addressed contemporary mainstream vaccine narratives, which she said resulted from 226 years' worth of propaganda, and how doctors who have questioned vaccine safety have faced repercussions. She said her views on vaccines led to skepticism on the part of her colleagues and contributed to her decision to leave the medical profession. She said, "I kept getting challenged while I stayed on for 2 years as a nephrologist at my hospital. I left because my soul just couldn't hang out there anymore. We've been lied to and we've been tricked into thinking that this is all settled science, and that's what's infuriating." Watch the interview here.